Singapore's government has completed a closed-door review of 13 suspects detained last December for alleged Al-Qaeda-inspired plots to bomb embassies there. The suspects were held under the country's Internal Security Act, or ISA, which is separate from the regular criminal court system. In the past, the ISA was used by Singapore's heavy-handed government to silence dissenters. While the law once came under fire from the West, it now may be gaining acceptance, Kelly McEvers reports.
In 1987, an emerging group of political activists was detained without trial in Singapore. The government called them a Marxist conspiracy. Among them was Tang Fong Har, who vividly remembers what it means to be an ISA detainee. Now exiled in Hong Kong, the lawyer recalls the night in Singapore when agents knocked on her door.
I remember it was around 1 a.m. We opened the door and one of them asked me, "Are you Tang Fong Har?" They brought me to a car and then they blindfolded me. That I was led into a room for interrogation. And the room was very cold. They're shouting my name all the time, you know. Tang Fong Ha, do you know why you are here? At one point, I said something, but the reaction was they slapped me across the face.
After 3 months in what she calls a coerced confession, Tang Fong Har was released. Others in her group were detained much longer. The use of the Internal Security Act in their cases helped solidify Singapore's reputation as a repressive government. Human rights advocates worry that as the U.S. rewrites its own laws regarding terrorism suspects, it will look the other way when Singapore invokes the ISA. There's a major distinction between Tang Fong Har and the current terrorism suspects. Her group never planned to use violence to further its cause, as the new detainees allegedly did.
These are the same type of boxes which we intend to use.
Authorities found this videotape in one of the current suspects' homes in Singapore. It purportedly shows how a bomb would be delivered by motorcycle to a subway station frequented by U.S. servicemen. Authorities say the suspects also videotaped the American, British, Australian, and Israeli embassies in Singapore, as well as a number of American companies. Little else is known about the suspects. Their proceedings are closed, and their families say they are not allowed to speak to reporters. One detainee has admitted that he spent about 6 months in an Afghan training camp and that he was preparing to harm innocent people. His lawyer, Subhas Anandan, says his client was not tortured or coerced into making this confession. Attorney Anandan has long opposed the Internal Security Act. He fought to have the act ruled unconstitutional, but since September 11th, he has argued that the ISA might actually be useful.
Every time somebody is detained under the ISA, I think the Americans and the English and the Europeans, they were so angry about this. But I think this is the first time. I think there is no cry from the West regarding this detention. I think it's slowly dawning on them that they better do something like that too to prevent all these things happening in their countries, I tell you.
Government officials maintain that the ISA isn't as harsh as it sounds. Tan Boon Huat, First Deputy Secretary of Singapore's Ministry of Home Affairs, says closed proceedings are the best way to gather intelligence on would-be terrorists who remain at large in Southeast Asia.
We take no joy in locking people up unnecessarily. Our first preference is always to use the court process, but an open trial will reveal some of the intelligence gathering methods and sources. And this is something we cannot compromise.
The government says the suspects were detained because they are extremists, not because they are Muslims. Officials hope this assertion will forestall anger in the country's Malay Muslim population. But Singapore's Muslim activists still ask why the suspects were held under the ISA. Why weren't they tried in the regular criminal courts? Zulfikar Muhammad Sharif heads a nonviolent Muslim group.
So I think that the Singapore government needs to do something with their policy. And doing something about it doesn't mean that throwing everybody else into ISA again. Show some concern, show some respect to the values, to the beliefs of everybody.
Under the ISA, detainees are held for renewable 2-year periods until a government review board orders their release. For NPR News, this is Kelly McEvers, Singapore.